Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey, everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy-to-shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
We had an entire opening planned to do at the top of the show, and I'm not going to do it, Orly.
Let me ask what happened.
I'm frustrated. I'm pissed. I'm angry. If you people, I'm going to warn you right now. Listen to me and listen to me good. If you don't like people bitching and moaning about something, you go ahead and skip the first half of this show because that's all you're about to get because I need to vent. I need to purge. I need to purge the anarchy right now on this show, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Number one, people are stupid. Not just people, old people.
Well, I'm glad you're not mad at me, so go ahead and purge away.
Old people. Let me ask you this, Orly. How old is too old to drive?
75.
Okay, I want to say anybody over 65 should not have to drive. No, matter of fact, I changed that. Let me tell you where all of this anger is coming from. It took me more than 50 minutes to get home through Sun City today. And for those of you that don't live in Arizona, Sun City is our retirement community area. It's where people that used to love life go to die.
And to mention, just let them know, you could drive, it's legal to drive golf carts down the street.
Yes, and the top speed limit is 30 miles per hour.
Which is like 90 to old people.
I figured it out. The reason why they want to drive so slow, Orly, is because if they drive fast, they think they're going to move through life a lot faster, and they don't have a lot of life left. I'm sorry if you're an old person, or you love old people, or you work with old people, or you take care of old people, but they suck. It's time to thin the herd. We need the purge.
The purge.
It should not take me 50 minutes to drive through a city that on a normal day would take me less than 20 minutes. And that was even at the speed limit. Let me ask you this. There are two lanes on the road when you approach an intersection. Two are driving lanes, and then you got one turning lane, which is normally the left-hand turning lane. Am I right?
You are correct.
Okay, why do the old people feel like they got to stop right in the middle of the lane to decide which way they want to turn?
Maybe they died.
That would be a good thing. It is the old people. I've got a solution for it, though, because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that I don't present a problem without a proposed solution.
All right.
And the proposed solution is this. Once you get over the age of 65, DMV, official from the DMV, should just come automatically to your house where your car is parked and stick a homing device on the bottom of it. That homing device will then report information back to the DMV. And if they find that you stop at green lights, or you turn left from the right-hand lane, or you drive 10 miles slower than the speed limit, they should then revoke your driver's license and come and repo your car.
There you go. How about we add also, they could set it up where, if kind of like the movie Speed, if they go under 30 miles per hour, their car just blows up.
It should just blow up. It honestly should just blow up. It makes no sense. Not one dude, not one old hag, but two. My horn got such a workout on my way home from that god-awful place I have to go to Monday through Friday. I just laid on my horn. I laid on my horn so much, Orly, it eventually, the second time, halfway through me just laying on it, it went, the horn got tired.
Hot. Got hot.
Is that what it is? It got hot?
Yeah.
It got hot for me honking at these old people because they just don't know how to do it. And then I get here. And I'm like, okay, fine. This is going to be great. This is going to be happy. This is my happy place. You know, sometimes my psychiatrist tells me, Corey, when you're feeling all tight and tensed inside, go to your happy place. And BDB Radio Network is my happy place. So I thought. For those of you that are watching us on Ustream, I'm going to show you a shot that was supposed to be occupied by one Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio. He's not here. When did Corey learn that he wasn't going to be here? 90 minutes before the show was supposed to go live. Lip, what's my number four top rule?
Don't be late.
Don't be late and don't cancel on the show 90 minutes before. You got 24 hours to figure out that your life is not going to be able to allow you to come to the show. This ain't that hard of a job.
Nope.
It's once a week that we're here. So he can't come to the show because his wife had foot surgery. Now, I don't know if he woke up this morning and looked over and said, baby, I think you should go get foot surgery today. What do you think the probability of that happening?
He probably knew about the foot surgery.
He knew about the foot surgery
weeks
ago, right? Yeah. So that there, with the potential of any foot surgery, there are always a potential of complications. Am I right or am I right or am I right or am I right?
You're right.
You're right.
So knowing that, why in God's name would you agree to come on a show or do a show on the same day that someone in your life that's close to you, like your wife, is going to have foot surgery?
Shouldn't have agreed.
Should not have agreed. Now, what he doesn't realize, because he just lives in his own little Ryan Scott world, what he doesn't realize is that we canceled two other studio guests today to allow him to come in because he needs more listeners on Full Court Press Radio. You want the curtain pulled back? The curtain is effing pulled back. He needs to come on this show to plug that show.
Exactly.
Because it's failing.
Yeah. And he could have felt what it's like to have listeners.
He could have. But no. And you know what? And I know that there's going to be people. I'm getting tweets right now. People saying, Corey, that's his wife. That's his wife. You always do what you got to do for your wife. You know what? I understand that, but I reject it at the same time. Because it's not about your wife or the one that you love becoming sick. It's about the fact that you don't know how to manage your life. And when your inability to manage your life then affects my ability to do a show, that's where I have a problem with it. Anybody that sits in that guest chair right now, deserves to be in that guest chair. And when we move two other people out of the mother effing way to allow him to come in and sit on the show, and then he cancels 90 minutes before the mics are supposed to go live, I got a problem with that. You know what, Ryan? You know what, Ryan? Stay home on Monday night, too.
Yeah, Ryan.
Stay home on Monday night, too. And you'd be lucky if you'd be here the next Monday night. This is effing radio, people. The moment you blink, the moment that the mics are silent, people start to forget you. And we don't have tens of thousands of listeners to every show. Not yet. But you can't even devote the time or organize your life well enough to be here when you agreed to be here. I reminded him on Monday to be here. He didn't effing know that his wife was going to have foot surgery on Monday night.
Wow. It was an emergency?
It must have been. Like I said, he woke up this morning and said, hey, baby, why don't you go have yourself some foot surgery today? So I can F up what Fat Guy Radio Show has planned. So I can slam the door in the face of Corey that he opened for me in his way of supporting and showing love and synergy for Full Court Press Radio.
Well, I'm married, so usually I would maybe help stick up a little bit, but those guys always bash me. So I'm going to say bash them some more. Go ahead.
Even when your wife canceled one show, at least I knew at 10 a.m. that there was a potential.
Yep.
She called you from work, said, baby, I'm not feeling good. You immediately fired off an email for her. Yes, I was pissed to high heaven at you because you canceled the show at the last minute. But you know what? At least I had a heads up. I could have taken precautions and taken steps to get somebody in here to fill in for you being out that day.
Yeah.
I can't do dog S 90 minutes before a show. I can't. Nope. My hands are tied.
Tied.
That's what my afternoon has been like. I'm not even going to get into the stuff that I sacrificed. I'm not even going to get into the stuff that I've been doing all day, how I've been up all since 6 a.m. this morning at rehearsals, going back to my day job. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm not even going to get into Philippians and all that he does, swinging sledgehammers and breaking rocks all day. I'm not even going to get into the fact that you're running behind a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old all day. No, I'm not even going to point that out. But you know what? The difference is between the three of us and Ryan Scott. We're here. And we sacrifice to be here.
Yeah.
And when you have a show on this network that isn't doing as well as it should be, any opportunity, you should hump into submission. And I'm pissed that he didn't do it. So if there's no show for Full Court Press Radio on Monday, Ryan, it's fine. I accept your resignation. Start the damn show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
I have been waiting here over an hour, Popper.
And I apologize again.
I'm going out of my mind.
Look, boy his age, he's probably just playing hooky. Okay?
No, not my Will. He's not like that. He wouldn't do that.
No, you never know. I mean, my mom thought I was on the debate team, and really, I was just screwing Chrissy Garvin during the back of my dad's old deal, so.
Look, he's not like you, Popper. He's not like me. He's not like most. He has a couple of friends, but, you know, kids, they're mean. They make fun of him. They call him names. They laugh at him, his clothes.
His clothes? What's wrong with his clothes?
I don't know. Does that matter?
Maybe.
Look, he's a sensitive kid.
Is he?
He's missing, is what he is.
Joyce, 99 out of 100 times, kid goes missing. The kid is with a parent or a relative.
What about the other time?
What?
You said 99 out of 100. What about the other time?
Joyce.
The one.
Joyce, this is Hawkins, okay? You want to know the worst thing that's ever happened here in the 4 years I've been working here? You want to know the worst thing? It was when an owl attacked Eleanor Gillespie's head because it thought that her hair was a nest.
Okay, fine. Just find my son, Hop. Find him.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and co-host Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Woo-sah. I'm fine.
I'm okay, Lady K. Calm down, baby. It's all right. All right, everybody. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450. There's a lot of downloads, folks. We need to update that number. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and our official Fat Guy Radio Show app available in the iTunes store. And just real quick, got to thank everybody for downloading. Our download numbers on our Fat Guy Radio Show app are exceptional. So thank everybody for downloading that. Please go back into your iTunes and leave us a rating. Even if you don't even have the app, just go there and leave a rating anyway. We need some because it sucks. We pull it up and it says zero ratings. At least I want to say three. We get three people.
Three.
That's all we need.
That's all we need.
Just three. I'm your host, Corey Blaze.
There's three of us here. We should probably go rating. That would be three.
I was about to say that. All right. There's Orly Sechin over there, crouching down, trying his best to F up all the Ustream shots. And then that's Philippius, our executive producer, who just got through crying after I was ranting at the opening of the show.
My throat hurts.
That's okay. I'm Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show is brought to you by Target. I love me some Target, especially Target.com. Online shopping, you can order it, have it delivered to your door, or you can pick it up from the store. Hey, write that down. But you want to get there and you want to start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target has deals on so many things. The holidays are coming up. Yes. Halloween is coming up. It's time for you to rake out. We were talking about it before the show that it's time for us to get our fall decorations out. And a lot of those, we need to upgrade a few pieces, and let's upgrade that from Target at fatguyradioshow.com. Target really has some very high quality furniture and they deliver it right to your door.
Nice.
Really? And you can also save 5% on everyday deals you didn't even know that they had. The best way to find out what Target has to offer is to get there through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. I was there just earlier this week because I'm looking for a new dresser drawer because I need to buy a new dresser drawer for my bedroom at the house because I want a new TV, which I'm also going to get from Target.
Okay.
But I don't currently have a dresser drawer.
I thought you were going to say you ran out of room.
No, I literally do not have a dresser drawer because I have built-ins in my closet. So I just fold up my unmentionables. Oops, I mentioned them. My unmentionables, and I put them in the built-ins in the closet.
Okay.
But if I had drawers, I could probably save some room in my closet. So I was looking for some drawers, and I was looking at ones that Target had to offer, and they've got some really great furniture. So fatguyradioshow.com/Target, and we thank you in advance. So hell, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm not going to bitch anymore.
Uncle Rich said he likes when you vent.
Thank you, Uncle Rich. And Mama Rose also said Corey's probably going to go on an epic rampage. It's what I do. I can't hold it in, and it doesn't help that I'm tired.
I'm tired.
And me and Philippius, anytime it's not... Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
No, go ahead.
No, anytime it's not us you're mad at, we welcome it.
When it's not you, when it's not you and Lip.
Yeah.
You guys are like, finally, it's not part of... You know, here's the thing, man. It's like... You know, we don't do kissy face radio here. I mean, we bring our feelings into it. And every day, it's like, good God almighty, the driving, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. In Arizona, some people don't know. A lot of people, I learned one thing when I first worked on my first job out here was there was so many people from other areas here in Arizona.
Yeah.
So you have a mixture of bad drivers from all over in one area. You know what I mean? Because like, I think 90% of the people I meet aren't from Arizona.
Right.
So it's like you got California drivers, you got Texas drivers, Florida drivers. So you have all these random crazy drivers driving down our freeways. And don't even talk about when it rains.
But oh yeah, when it rains, it's over. And here's the thing. And Lady Kate, answer your question off the Twitter. You can tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. She asked, you know, Corey, why didn't you take a different route? Because Sun City is built in the round. I ask you, I implore you that are listening, that are in other places other than Arizona, go to Google Maps, look at Sun City. The whole thing, the satellite ring, the satellite view image of Sun City, everything is built in the round. That's the reason why the name Sun City, because it's built around the sun. And then the middle, I think it's like a golf course or something, but everything's in the round. There aren't any other routes. Mm-hmm. There are two major roads that take you through Sun City.
And people might think I'm joking about the golf carts, but it's true. You'll see these people with golf carts and like American flags hanging. They're all decorated and they're literally going like
absolutely
not even 10 miles per hour down the street.
It is utterly ridiculous. But today it was just so much. I was road raging out. I'm not even going to lie. I was road raging out. I have never used my horn that much. And the thing that sucks about it is that I wasn't in my SUV where I have a man horn. I was in my new baby where it has a little, you know, my man horn is like, burr! You know, the new baby's like, please move. So everybody was probably thinking, oh, that guy's being really polite. When in actuality, I am raging out.
So
I was
your window rolls down on your finger comes out.
I mean, I don't understand. I don't want to get ramped up again because we got a lot more to get to on the show, but I just don't get it. Old people, they've got to stay off the roads. I'm sorry. If you have an elderly parent, do us all a favor. Take their car keys. Take them. And you know what? AJ, little fella, I give you permission right now. If I get old, when I get old, if I live that long, if I don't die from a heart attack.
Or diabetes.
Or the sugars. You have my permission to take my driver's license and the keys to my cars. Because I do not want to be one of those people just sitting there perpetuating traffic. It should not have taken me 15 minutes to drive 20 minutes on a normal day.
I like old people, though, because they complain a lot.
They stink.
And restaurants, so the grandparents live out in Sun City. So you have to be, and I don't know if people know this either, I believe you have to be 65 or older to own a house in Sun City, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, you have to be 65 or older.
But we go to lunch a lot with the grandparents out there, and there's always people complaining. I saw a man complain the other day.
That's all they do is bitch
out
there.
Like, he was like, that young lady back there with the red hair, her hairnet's not holding her hair all the way. And they're like, okay, sir, we'll look into it.
Yeah, and they bitch about stuff that don't mean nothing. Nobody cares what her hair looks like. You are just so old and your life is so lived, you have nothing else to do with your life other than take offense for something that you shouldn't take offense for. Yep. Get out there and vote for your choking presidential candidate, or get out there and vote for your orange-colored candidate, and leave the rest of the living to us. Hit your golf balls, drive your golf carts.
Have yard sales.
Have yard sales and old people orgies at night that you think we don't know happens in Sun City. We know what happens in Sun City. And live your life. And you've got, they've got more mortuaries in Sun City than they have Jack in a Box. That's a problem.
No, the grandpa will be like, hey, do you need a new table or anything, right? Some chairs? I'm like, oh, yeah, I need some chairs when we have some friends come over. Okay. I saw some guy around the corner giving some away or selling some. He's like, yeah. Somebody's going to die soon. We'll get you some.
Oh, and anytime you see an estate sale, it's going to be immediately followed by a for rent sign. Exactly. I guarantee you, because somebody then gone ahead and sashayed off this planet, doing us all a favor.
No, I've gotten a few. They're awesome. I've went to some estate sales where it's like a younger guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, my grandma just passed away, so I'm selling our stuff. And
how old was she? That's my first question.
Then I've gone to some yard sales where they're really cool, though, because these old people, like, I'd be like, oh, how much for this old stereo? Because I like old stereo equipment now.
Right.
And he's like, you know what? I think the plugs has a little short, but go ahead, son. You go ahead and take it and try to fix it. You could probably fix it yourself and, like, give me stuff. So it's awesome. I like the old.
You know what? Speaking of old stereo system, I have an old stereo, old house, Olympus house system that's like a 1200 watt amp and two nice house speakers. You know those old school speakers that stand probably about 2 or 3 feet off the ground? I listed those on Craigslist. Bagels. Bagel. No response whatsoever. Nobody wanted it.
Except you listed in Sun City.
No, I didn't list it in Sun City. No. I mean, if we drove through Sun City right now, it's 7:51 Mountain Standard Time at the time that we're recording this show. If we drove through Sun City right now, it's an effing ghost town.
Yeah. And don't go to dinner at 3 o'clock because it's packed.
It's packed at 3 o'clock.
All the buffets.
Yeah. But if you want to go postal, that's the time to do it. I listed my radio on Craigslist. I listed it at $140 because it's got amazing sound and all the speaker cones are still intact. There's nothing wrong with them and nobody bit. I dropped the price down to $100 and only one guy bit and he wanted me to piece it out. He wanted the speakers, not the amp.
Does it have a record player?
No.
Oh, that's.
But it has like 4 auxiliary inputs on the back end that allows you to connect like a CD player, your VCR, your DVR, your TV.
See, that's true. So nowadays, this is coming from me being a little bit younger than some people.
Yes, you are. Baby.
It's either the phones now people are listening to their music.
Yeah.
And if they're not, they don't really want stereos, like newer stereos. It's either like a newer phone. And if you're going to go old school, then they want like a record player, like old school.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of like right in the middle of that, believe it or not, because I have the soundbar.
Okay.
I'm a Vizio guy. So I have the Vizio soundbar with a detached subwoofer, which I love. But what I love about that is that it has different settings so that I can have my DVD player coming through it if I wanted to. Because the sound on the TV is turned completely off.
Okay. You just use the soundbar.
But the soundbar also Bluetooths to my phone and Bluetooths to my iPad. So, like, at Christmas, we played a little game, and I took the soundboard iPad from the studio here, and I was using a lot of the ding and the buzzer for the game that we were playing, and I had it Bluetooth to the soundbar, and it actually had a really cool effect.
What does one have to do to connect to your soundbar? Do I have to have a code, or would it just, do I just, what
no,
I just
you just have
up?
To, you have to turn the soundbar on to be discovered, and then you have to turn your phone or your device to be discovered, and then once it pops up, then you just sync to it.
So if you had it on for Christmas playing games, I could connect to it, and would mine take over yours, or how would that work?
Because once mine's connected, it goes out of discover mode, and it goes to that track or that setting.
Okay.
And in order for someone to take over it, I have to put it back into discover mode, and then if somebody would have jumped in front of me when it was in discover mode, they would have gotten in before me.
Okay, because I was thinking of coming over Christmas and like playing sex sounds.
but my old ass family, my dad, who I need to go take his driver's license to, my dad, he has no idea. Remember, this is the guy that took his VHS recorder, aimed it at his laptop, recorded something off of YouTube, put it on a VHS portable Yugo size, Pinto car size VHS player. No, a portable VCR with attached screen, and he carries that around instead of just packing up his laptop, connecting to Wi-Fi, and going back to YouTube for wherever he is. But you know what?
That's old school.
He is. He's old school. Let's drop the word school off. He's old. He's just it. But that's not what we're here for.
No,
Polybius.
We're not.
Stranger Things. But before we get into that, I want to follow up on Orly's birthday. That was this past September 11th.
Sunday.
It was Sunday, man. Did you do anything special at all?
I went to lunch, and then I came home and relaxed. That's all I wanted. They asked, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And I'm like, you know, I just want to relax. So we went and grabbed some lunch. We got home. I cooked dinner. Like, I didn't even want nobody to cook for me. And then I just relaxed and watched football because as many people may know, football started on my birthday again.
Oh, so you just went to lunch and you came back home.
Yep, and relaxed and watched some. I watched a baseball game and then I watched some football. That's all I wanted.
What does this button do?
I'm old.
You are old.
I'm old school.
You know what? I can't even slam you for that because me and you, I believe, are close to the same age. And I would have done the exact same thing.
Well, it's relaxing. It's too hot out there, first of all. Then I'm carrying.
It's
the
not
kids.
That hot anymore, though.
Well, kind of.
We've had
carrying on two
three
kids.
Days without 100 degree weather.
Yeah.
And in the nice. Morning, my nip nips got hard. It was really, I mean, it was that chilly. I could cut glass with these two things. I mean, I had to make sure that I didn't make any sudden moves like jump up or I would have lost an eye. Thank you very much. And Lady K, you are not. Old, wrinkled, cold, stiff, shriveled up, handed. What she called herself. But it was just a relaxing birthday.
Just relaxing birthday. Just hung out. Well, had a cake. My kids and wife made me a cake.
Oh,
and they put
nice.
All the candles on it.
Did your wife let the kids actually make the cake?
She let them actually help because she posted on Facebook. I thought it was a joke. It said, hopefully we got all the shells out. And she goes, haha, I wish I could be kidding.
Well, how did the cake? The kids don't listen. How did the cake look? Was it all sloppy and crazy looking and misfigured?
No, it wasn't too bad. She let them. So nowadays, instead of squeezing that stuff out to write, they actually make pins.
I forgot your 2016 family over there.
Yeah, they have pins. So she let them write. So my daughter scraped like, it looked like Freddy Krueger got it. It was like three blade like cuts Dude. Into it with the red marker. And then my son scribbled something and there was like sprinkly stuff all over, but it was good. It was actually pretty good.
I'm telling you right now, some of the most memorable moments is when AJ would bring me coffee in the morning. He was so little, he was so young. He'd take his little stool, scoot it up to where the coffee maker was, get coffee or make coffee, and he would bring me a cup of coffee on the bed tray. And it at the and the top of the coffee would be good, but then at the bottom there would be coffee grinds all in it. So when kids like just screw up food, I think it's the most adorable thing ever. That's why I was asking you if the cake was all lopsided and flopped and it was all misiced and everything. There's nothing better than when kids cook. Yeah. I love it when kids. AJ's a whole lot better than that now. Now when he brings me my coffee, it's normally because he wants to drive my car. But good. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank
happy
you.
Belated birthday. Thank I you. Sent you a birthday text. There's a 99.8% chance that Lip did not.
Did he? No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You texted Orly happy birthday on his birthday?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's probably why he replied about football later in the evening.
Oh, maybe.
Ah, well, you know, that's in line with Stranger Things because 99 out of 100 times you would not have sent him a birthday text, but that one time you did. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Orly, that was a professional transition right there. Stranger Things on Netflix.
The buzz. Everybody's talking about it.
It is the biggest thing on Netflix right now. And so I heard about it on the Michael Mara show. Martha, I'm sorry. Let's cut real quick here. Martha, somebody just asked this. Where do I? Mata Martha.
Oh, Martha Mata?
Yeah, not sure where I should message y'all live during the show. Well, Mata Martha, whatever
you got our attention.
You got our attention because Mata Martha. Is live on Twitter. So, yes, you can tweet us just how you just did, sweetie. Stranger Things, Netflix original series. I heard about it originally on the Michael Mara show.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, and they talked about it again. And Oscar Santana talked about it again. They talked about it again. I'm like, you know what? I need to get up on this, and I need to get up on it right now to find out what the hell is all of the buzz. Because I didn't fall for the Black-ish thing. I didn't fall for the orange is the new lesbian or whatever the hell that was. I didn't fall for the narcolepsy. I mean, Narcos. I didn't fall for that at first, but I ended up watching it eventually.
What about the Thrones one, everybody?
I didn't fall for the Game of Thrones, and I didn't fall for the, what was the cocaine loving family out in New Mexico with the old guy?
Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I didn't fall for the Breaking Bad replays. I didn't fall for any of that when all of that hype was buzzed, but there was something about the Stranger Things show that I had to get on, and I did, and then I ended up firing off to my radio cohorts here to also check it out, and we'll talk about it on the other side of this break. It's going to be a lot of TV talk in this next segment. Right. Stick around, folks, because if you miss a little, you miss a lot, and I might rave out one more time. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. You know what I love so much? I tell you guys about it, and man, there are still people out there that just don't get it. If you are smoking traditional tobacco products, you are smoking wrong. You've got to take the chance on electronic cigarettes, and you got to do it through Halo Cigs. I am a Halo Cigs aficionado. I'm not just pushing this product because they are a sponsor of the show. Philippius will attest, I was a Halo 6 consumer before they were on the show.
Yes.
I used them before because someone came up to me at my numbers job back in the day and said, Corey, you got to check out this thing called a G6. And she had one. She says, just order you one. It's changed back on a $50 bill. I did, after some hesitation for quite a few months. And I finally took the plunge, ordered the G6 starter kit, and I have not looked back. Folks, I know you are inundated with vape stories and stories about electronic cigarettes. I understand that. I'm here to tell you that the top-notch number one e-cig company out there is Halo 6. Don't take my word for it. Buy it. Order it. Do it through fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. There's a Halo 6 banner right there on the page, and I guarantee you that you will be pleased. And if you're not, you got 30 days to pack it up and send it back. No harm, no foul, but you gotta give it a try. You'll be hooked, just like I am. People think, oh, I'm gonna miss the actual cigarettes and the smoke. No. What happens is that the reason why I'm such a fan of the Triton Tank system, because the Triton Tank system gives me the same amount of pull that I felt from a traditional tobacco cigarette. If you want a bigger pull, they've got modules to allow you to get a bigger pull. You want to blow up those big, huge plumes of smoke? You can definitely do that with the tracer or the reactor. If you want to have a smaller pull, the G6. I got one of those sitting here too. Try it. I don't know what more to tell you other than to try it. I made the switch. I'm a living witness to tell you that it works. I made the switch. And I'm telling you, I spend $20 a month. $20 a month on e-liquid. You spend $20 every 2 days on cigarettes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cigarettes in New York are almost $8, $9 a pack. Man. $20 a month. And I stock up on them. And then every time you buy e-liquids and you sign up for an account through fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors, you accrue points. I have ordered so many e-liquids and so many of their new systems. I've racked up so many points. Now I'm starting to just get stuff for free.
There you go.
That's good.
It can't get any better than that. You know what I'm saying? It can't get any better than that. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Halo 6, that was a long ass commercial just for you. Now pick it up on the shipment. All right.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
I got to bring up something. Your nipple is blinding me. What is that? Is that part of your shirt? Is that a
sticker?
Oh,
no. It was a sticker from my hat.
Every time you turn, the light flashes in my
eyes. Oh, this is a shirt that I shouldn't have worn because it casts a shadow right down the middle of my man tees, and it makes my boobs look huger than they are.
So they look like double D's instead of like doubles instead of triples.
They look like so I've got like a trip quadruple cup right now. I gotta stop grabbing my boobs as I am right now.
You should just put a bra
because
on.
Lip is starting to get excited over there. Lip, keep it in your pants. It's all right. It's just me.
He's like rubbing the microphone between his boobs over
there.
I
know, like, oh, our compressor's gonna eat that. Yeah, that's a sticker from my head. Anyway, Stranger Things on Netflix. Thank you, Lady K. Yes. Great spot for Halo, baby girl. Lady K, ooh, bring your face over here. I'm just gonna stick my tongue in it.
Move the Sun City. Come on,
Lady K, you move the Sun City. I'll shoot you myself. Stranger Things on Netflix. It's sci-fi.
Do we have some Stranger Things music?
We don't. I had the little lab rats pull some audio bits for the opening bit we're supposed to do, and I didn't tell them to pull Stranger Things. But then at the last minute, after Ryan pissed me off, I told him, I said, please pull Blazing Saddles, I'm Tired. And that's from the Blazing Saddles movie. And they did that, but we don't have the thing. Martha says that Stranger Things is one of the best shows on Netflix. So if you're all in, Mata Martha, I'd be interested to hear your take on it. I purged on the whole thing. There's only 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. I did it all on Sunday afternoon, and I was hooked. I'm not even going to kid you, Orly. I came home from praising Jeebus, and I sat down and I said, you know what? I'm going to give this a look in. Michael Marischo has talked about it. Let me look into it and see what all the buzz is about.
How did they explain it? Did they like say, if you like, because I've heard different people say, if you like this or you like that,
see,
or
I don't know, because they didn't say if you like this or you like that. They just put it out there that it is the most unique thing that they've seen, but they also mentioned that it's like a mashup of a Stephen King book with E.T.
Yeah.
And then a mashup with the like a lot of old black and white shows.
Okay.
And then they talked about the storyline, which I'm all in. Now, see, I'm kind of into the sci-fi thing a little bit because I watched, Jesus, all the shows are escaping me right now. And then Winona Ryder, I was like, hey, ain't this the girl that robbed the store?
Yeah, she was like a klepto for a while.
Yeah,
right?
She was a klepto for a while. So I was kind of like all in on, you know, trying to see who she was. And it was a lot of unknown kids that were there. So they just really talked about the storyline of it. And it was the storyline is based in an old town of Hawkins, Indiana, where a 12-year-old Will Byers vanishes mysteriously. And Will's frantic mother, Joyce, searches for him while police chief Jim Hopper launches his own investigation. And then it just takes off from there. Now, episode 1, I almost checked out. It was a slow start. It definitely was a slow start. But once I got to like episode 4, I saw why episode 1 was such a slow start, because they had a lot of bed to lay.
Okay.
They had a lot of road to put out there to build up to where this story was going. So I was all in. I purged on all of it. I reached out to one of the actresses that were there on the show, and she played Joanne. I reached out to Joanne, and I'm trying to find her name. It's escaping me right now.
I only caught 2 episodes, but I'm glad you're telling me to hang on, because I was slowly starting to get away and be like, but it's kind of mean to say, but as I was watching it, I was saying, please don't like this show, because I feel everything you like sucks. So I'm like, please don't like it, because then that can't be good. No, my take on it, so my buddy Chris told me it's a mix of Goonies and E.T., which I thought that was kind of interesting. And it's kind of true, because it's a group of kids, you know, and the whole, like, kind of
extraterrestrial.
You guys can't even say it.
You say it, Lip. Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial.
What?
So, no, it's a little slow right now.
Big Mexican lips just getting
extra
in the way.
Extra testicles?
There you go. Extra testicles.
No, it's a little slow, but I like the whole 80s. I'm an 80s kid, so I like the intro. It looks kind of reminds me of Tron. Remember that video game?
Yeah, totally.
So that kind of had me like, oh, that's cool. And the little creepy music. But
yeah, it's based in the 60s, though.
What threw me off, though, is I was like, this is kind of old school. But then they started talking about Lord of the Rings, and that threw me off.
Not to cut you off. Right. I apologize. I was wrong. Let me be corrected. In 1983.
Okay.
The
story because
in
the beginning, they say 83.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Energy in 1983.
But I forgot what I was saying.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. And okay.
Well, oh, no. They brought up Lord of the Rings or something. And I threw me off. I was like, well, I thought this is. But I forgot Lord of the Rings, I guess, was a book. It's like an old book, right?
Yeah. There were a lot of little throw-in innuendos that were happening throughout this movie.
Yeah.
Or throughout this series.
Because I didn't know if it was kind of like, what is it? Napoleon Dynamite, where that looks old school, but it's technically now. Like, you know what I mean? So I didn't know. I was trying to figure it out, but I figured out it is.
There was a lot of little nuances that were sprinkled into it that a lot of people didn't. And there's websites out there that are breaking down some, like there's scenes in there from E.T., like with the bikes, the kids riding the bikes, and some of the powers. And I don't want to spoil it for people because people are still watching it.
Yeah.
And you are too.
Yeah.
And Barb was the character that I was trying to realize earlier. Barb is, I don't know if you've met Barb in the show yet. Barb is the best friend to Nancy at the school.
The
Barb is the big dorky looking character.
Oh, the glasses with and the red glasses. Hair. Yeah.
Barb is the breakout star. Everybody loved Barb. And do you know that the woman that played Barb, that was her first ever acting gig?
No, was it?
Yeah. She ended up having to, now some people were being mean to her on social media, which Barb, baby, you know, she was the one that I reached out to. Barb, I understand that. If you come on the show, I deal with it all the time. People are always talking about my size because you played up against a very, very skinny actress. I understand that totally. But she nailed that part and she was so relatable. What's so relatable about her is the fact that she is that nerd that people overlooked. She was the transparent student at that school. I was that transparent student at that school. That's probably the reason why I went into radio, because I need attention now.
Can I ask this? So I won't say if anything happened to Barb.
Okay.
In the two episodes I saw, but is Barb in the episode still later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She comes back.
Okay.
She comes back. She comes back.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Ooh.
I'll leave it at that.
Ooh.
Oops, wrong button.
I actually looked up the little boy that, I can't think of his name, but he kind of has no teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And he literally doesn't have teeth. He really has that disease that he brought up.
Yes, I think his name is...
David?
Gatton?
In real life or on the show?
No, his real name. That's actually a disease.
Yeah, because he mentioned it on the show.
Oh, yeah, it's called cleidocranial dysostosis.
Yeah, that one.
I really butchered that. Yeah, where you don't develop teeth.
It's yeah,
and there's like less than, I believe, a million people on the planet that actually suffer from that, and he's one. And you know what, in the first episode I was like, what the hell is going on with that kid? I thought we were having another Modern Family, because that kid that stars in Modern Family can't speak either. Hell, I can barely speak. But
I don't think nobody.
Yeah, he was really, I was like, this is not. But then they explained it and he developed the character, and they developed it into the character. So I did a little research. The writers actually, the Dunn brothers who put the show together, create the show, actually wrote his disease into the script.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm.
Which
That's
is
cool.
Really electric. Lip?
Yeah.
How much of the show did you see?
First 5 minutes.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, I fell asleep, all right?
Gatton, thank you, Mata Martha. And Mata Martha, yes, dear, I understand that they have already been signed for season 2 and season 3.
And this is, yeah, it's Netflix, right? So that's cool because they released Netflix. The whole thing.
And that's what I loved about it, dude. His name is Dustin. Thank you very much, Mata Martha, off of the Twitter. She says the kid with the no teeth, his character's name is Dustin.
Okay.
On the show.
So how do you think they do? So here's my question. How do you think Netflix does it? If you're going to make a show and you're not for sure if it's going to be a hit, do you try to cram a lot into the first season just in case it isn't a hit and it's like, boom, we've almost gave you the whole thing? Or do you say like, you know, we're planning on going at least 3 seasons. So let, you know what I'm saying?
That's a really good question. And that I don't know how they would do that, because they clearly had to know that this was a hit. This is so original.
That was another thing I was wondering. I wonder if they thought like this is going to be a hit. Or
number one, I don't think that they crammed a lot into it. thinking off the top of my head, because it's sci-fi and there are so many ways that they could take it to develop season two. And once you watch it, once you get all the way through all 8 episodes, you will see why what I said is valid. Because Netflix, the way that they scripted this out, I would imagine there were rewrites, but there is no way that when they put this story to task, that they did not know that this was going to be a big hit.
Because if it wasn't a hit, it's almost like, damn, we didn't put enough info in there to let the people right. know it's going to be good. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
and there were a few, like, how does that happen? There were a few loose ends. There were a few loose ends that some people pointed out on websites, because I did a lot of research. I wanted to know the backstory behind this. I wanted to know what a lot of people were saying. I wanted to know why it was so big, as they say, and why did it get so big? It's eloquently shot, number one. It looks phenomenal. It's 100% believable. There is some continuity missteps when it comes to the era of time. To what was seen, like there are some things that didn't exist in the 1980s that they showed. There were some hairdos. There was some verbiage that maybe wasn't around or as popular in the 1980s.
Are you that guy that does that, points out, up?
No, I just kind of pulled that up on some of the random sites, and they were kind of pointing that out.
The walkie-talkies were awesome.
The walkie-talkies were phenomenal.
Huge, like the VCRs.
I loved it. And those come into play big time.
Here's another question. I wonder how they get that stuff. Do they say, like, oh, eBay, somebody has to have this stuff? Or do they put out, like, little notes like, hey, we're looking for somebody that might want to sell these walkie-talkies, and then somebody says, yeah, I want $10,000 for them.
They call up Sun City because they have everything there, because they don't throw anything away. You want to know why all the yards in Sun City are so absolutely perfect? It's because in the inside of those houses, there isn't even walking space, because everyone in Sun City is a hoarder. And that's where Hollywood goes to find all those Hollywood memorabilia. That's where you can go and find the old brick phones that have nothing but the green numbers across the top.
Green numbers.
Green numbers. Yeah, Lip, you were blowing spit bubbles when they had the big brick phones with the green numbers on it, baby boy. So you don't probably even know.
So what does that even represent?
The numbers. Back in the day, believe it or not, Lip, cell phones were used to make calls.
Oh, yeah?
And only calls.
Yeah. Really?
No texting, and no games.
And the first thing of texting was being able to send a page with a number in it, and making sure that the person that you page turns their pager upside down and makes their 7 into an L.
It says hello.
And then the E would be an upside down 3. Mm-hmm. And to make it a B, you would put a 1 after it. Boy, I had that science down on how to page somebody. I'm telling you. But you would be able to say, I love you. That was the first level of paging.
Somebody sent me, you could write out boobs.
Yeah, you totally can. Lady K off the Twitter says it's amazing what studio props, prop shops can do. Yeah, they could have refabricated a lot of those as well.
But people now, if people are lost, since we didn't get to watch it all, they should go watch it now. Maybe we could talk about it again next week.
Yeah,
so that way they're
yes,
not
please.
Lost.
And Mata Martha says it off the Twitter at Fat Guy Radio Show. It's based off of a 2-dimensional world. And I loved that breakdown when they did that. And sci-fi is like that thing now. And I don't know what you're talking about there, Martha.
You were getting them excited, Martha.
You were getting me all
you
happy
had them all
and excited
crazy
there.
Over here.
And then I just and then I don't know what happened there. I can't let that go.
His
I gotta
light
figure
switch
out
just turned off.
I gotta figure out what the hell she was talking about. Hey, Martha.
She was flicking a switch and
she
then
was.
Boop, power went out.
I see her little Twitter profile picture. Hey girl, I see you looking all cute stuff. Watch yourself. I'm a grown ass man. Anyway, yeah, go and watch it and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But one show that has completed itself and has completed its 11th season, and I tracked with it for the first time since the first season of it. After the first season, I jumped off and just was not interested anymore. America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Mm. We're like men on film today.
We are men on film. I give Stranger Things 2 snaps up and a twisty, roly flick your balls.
Flick your balls.
Too much. Lip just totally lost all respect for me. Did you see that happen?
I did. Yeah.
I mean, the respect he had for me in his eyes fleeted. It fleeted.
He's so disappointed.
Whatever, Lip, you can kiss my ass. Listen.
You go do a show with Ryan.
Yeah.
There will be no show with Ryan.
On a different network, I'm sure there will be.
No, the
America's Got Talent. I checked out of this show for a long time, but I was kind of enthralled to come back to season 11 because of the return of Simon Cowell.
Okay.
So I didn't check in at the stupid auditions because I think that that's just an opportunity for them to just take people that clearly have no talent, like the old granny with the tassels hanging off of her tatas, tasseled tata granny.
She's from Sun City.
She's from Sun City, and she was spinning those things around and killed 4 or 5 fifth graders because those things were so saggy and sand.
She scraped her feet up.
She was so sandbaggy. So I kind of skip over that part and I get to the actual competition, but it was no longer a competition. The judges were sitting there when they got to the grand stage, when they got down to like the last 20 or whatever, and the judges turned into go vote cheerleaders.
Like fans?
No, they were like the act would perform and then Nick Cannon would come out with his bulge and he there was a lot of Nick Cannon bulge. I don't know who's producing America's Got Talent, but there was so much bulge in season 11. It's ridiculous. They're like, let's go find the most form-fitting fabric.
Skinny jeans. Put,
it wasn't even skinny jeans. He had on a suit that was so and so tight, you just saw Nick Cannon pee-pee head.
Saw his cannon?
Yeah, we literally saw his cannon. Even when he was standing right up, we literally saw his cannon. I don't know what the hell Mariah Carey's problems is because what I laid my eyes on all 62 inches of my screen was 62 inches of cannon meat, and she shouldn't have never left that. That's probably why she's so damn bitter because he took that tube steak and he's sticking it somewhere else. Woo. Because I'd be bitter too. Sorry, too far? Too much? Please send your complaints to Ryan at nolongerwiththenetwork.com. Nick Cannon's cannon was everywhere, but it wasn't just Nick Cannon's cannon. Pitbull performed on one of the season finale shows, and Nick and Pitbull's Pitbull was barking all over the place too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, what the hell is up with all of the bulges on AGT?
You should go in there and see what they could do for you.
They probably there's not enough lighter. And then Nick Cannon would sit down in the Dunkin' Lounge afterwards and do like one-on-ones with the people that are about to get lost in the sitting down aspect of it. Orly, the Nick Cannon cannon was so fired up, you literally saw ball definition. Ball outline definition with elephant trunk on top. I am not kidding you. There was a lot of Nick Cannon cannon on America's Got Talent. But I tracked with it. My two finalists made it in. I was really happy for them. I was cheering for Brian Justin Crumb and I was cheering for Grace Vanderwall, and Grace won it all.
Grace is awesome.
Yeah, and then on the other side of this break, I'll tell you why I think it's a little twisted and I'm a little on the side of the conspiracy theorists. And then also on the other side of this break, we'll get to Facebook question of the week.
All right,
you're listening to Fat Girl Radio Show. We'll be right back. Couldn't lie. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Folks, we tell you about it all the time. You want to see what keeps us going? I'm going to tell you what keeps us going right now. It is Amazon. Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. When me and Philippians first started this show, we looked at each other longingly in each other's eyes. And Lip said, Corey, I'm going to punch you in your face if you don't stop looking at me longingly in my eyes. So when I looked down at my feet, I said, Lip, one day we're going to have Amazon. And Amazon is going to sponsor this show. And now we do. And we're 5 years strong with Amazon. Amazon is the number one way we power this show. No equivocations. Amazon is the reason we are here. We love our other sponsors, but Amazon is the most steady streaming form of revenue that we have coming into this show. And it's because you shop at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and you tell your friends about it. But here's the thing. We need you to do it more. The holidays are coming up. This is our biggest season. This is when we set to pull the curtain back. When we set the budget for the following year happens now. And we need you to help us get there. I have a picture on my phone that I took that I have been telling that I was going to tweet out, and I never got around to tweeting it, but I'm going to show it up right here on the show. This is a picture of a chair in my house that I have with so many Amazon boxes stacked up on it because I just can't get enough. If you're watching us on live stream, you're going to get yourself a treat. There it is. That's a chair in my home with all of the Amazon boxes that I ordered that show up. And that, folks, is just 2 days worth of ordering. I can't stop, and you shouldn't either. And I do all of my shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Lip, we got to cut up every last one of these sponsor reads and send it to the sponsors because today I'm hitting it out of the park.
Yes.
Fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
And if any other businesses are listening out there, they should
hell yeah. Is your product being pushed like these products are?
Nope.
No. And you wonder why your sales suck. Because you don't advertise on Fat Guy Radio Show.
There you go.
Yeah. And you should. Because we have active listeners and they actually go out and support the show and put their money behind the show. All right. One last thing about America's Got Talent. On Tuesday nights, they have the final performances and then they open up the voting to call in and vote, right?
Yep.
Wednesday night, they review the results of the votes, right?
Yep.
Why is it that the contestants are wearing the exact same thing they were wearing on Tuesday night on the show on Wednesday? And it's supposed to be live and the votes are supposed to be tallied.
Because they bought the same outfit and they didn't realize they're wearing 2 days in a row.
Nope. I'm going to call shenanigans on that. That's not the buzzer button. That's the fart button.
That's my favorite button.
Sorry, Orly.
That's all right.
That is the buzzer button. I don't think it is. This is why the conspiracy theorist.
Figured it out.
What is it? Lip for the tip in.
Do it like at such a late time that the next day is actually the next day.
You say actually?
Actually.
Yeah.
actually.
They do it at like 11:50 and then the next day is already 12, so that's actually the second day.
You know what, Lip? I am sorry. That was incorrect as well. You know what? We're just going to replace the buzzer with fart noises. That's incorrect as well because the voting starts on Tuesday night and closes on 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. Mm. So there's no way. So that's why I'm like, how is this possible? They wear I'm not kidding you. There was a guy on there, Victor Keen. Mm-hmm. He was a juggler. He was foreign. He had the Michael Mejia makeup on. He was made up from head to toe. Phenomenal performance. I could totally see him on headlining on Vegas. His makeup was exactly the same as it was when he performed on Tuesday night for when he got voted off or the votes were tallied on Wednesday night. I don't get that. That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. So basically you're saying it's supposed to be like, okay, we're going to vote for this many hours, but they record the next episode right there and then.
But the only person that does change clothes.
Simon.
Nick Cannon's Cannon. They put him in something even tighter. It wasn't even that fact. I can't get over his Cannon. I'm sorry. It wasn't even the fact that his clothes were tight. They were just that fabric that clings. Mm. And it was
shiny?
It wasn't shiny. It was very off-putting.
The clothing, don't they have somebody that picks the outfits for them?
Yes, they have somebody that dresses all of the talent.
Maybe he's got a thing for guys. They're probably like, are you sure this should be this tight? He's probably like, yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and make them tighter on you.
But here's the thing, they're not tight clothes. They're just
that stretchy material.
They're just that fabric that, I mean, dude, we were able to see it move. After a while, I was fixated on the Cannon of Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about that good Corey Blaze fixation. I'm talking about that's distracting me from Howie Mandel's vapid ass comments. And this is, what's the other judge's name? The girl that used to be the Spice Girl?
Scary Spice.
She used to be Spice. Yeah, she is scary. But every time she judges, she talks and all of her fingers are separated and she's English and she just loves ya. I love ya. You do amazing. I love ya. It was phenomenal. It was brilliant. Everything I've ever wanted you to do on the stage, you did tonight. America's got to vote. They've got to vote. I was one of the Spice Girls. I want to be your lover, but you got to get with my friends. It was beautiful. Make it last forever. Friends will never end. That's all she did was talk with her hands, and it drove me absolutely insane.
You know she's not going to be on the show next season, right?
That's fine. And Simon, I do not like nice Simon.
Now I got to tell you why real quick.
Please.
Because America's Got Talent. Trump's probably going to win.
And she's going to be out. Yeah.
Why have a foreigner on America's
She's going to be gone. Heidi Klum's going to be gone. And Simon Cowell's going to be gone.
Unless they could all climb the wall.
Yeah, and they're all... I don't know how Trump is going to win the presidency. I don't know how Trump is going to... I need a lozenge. I don't know how Trump is going to... I don't know how he's going to win the presidency when he has such a healthy... running mate. I need a lozenge or something. I'm Hillary Clinton.
I don't really think it's gonna win. I was just saying that.
How the hell can no one, you are the presidential candidate of the United States of America. How the hell your campaign has raised millions and millions of dollars. Can you not afford a lozenge?
Or some water.
Come to find out, she's got pneumonia. She's 690 years old.
Pneumonia?
And believe it or not, presidents have lost the presidency because of the fact that the country doesn't think they're going to be healthy enough.
Yeah, I know. You should read the comments on the internet. Are hilarious.
The conspiracy theorists
she's
are running.
She's got a tumor. She's got this.
I need a lozenge.
Somebody said, you know what her favorite pizza is?
I'm allergic to Trump.
You know Hillary's favorite pizza?
What's her favorite pizza?
Little seizures. And because, then she was like walking all crazy.
Yeah,
and then she was so
excited that it was your birthday on Sunday when she was at the 9/11 memorial. Exactly. She passed the hell out. The hell, Hillary? And then nobody is saying anything about what's wrong with her. Man, you know what? The Clintons, they are professional politicians and they are really good at just never, ever giving us the full story.
Yeah, they said heat exhaustion, and then I saw a comment saying, I'm from New York. It was only 72 degrees today.
Heat exhaustion does not make you lose your...
She was walking like...
I'm allergic to Trump.
She was walking like Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, crap. I talked right through that break, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't get to half of what I wanted to get to on the show. All right, Orly, we'll do it. Facebook question of the week right after this.
All right.
Real quick break. We'll be right back. Oh, I love this song.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I love this good-looking red-headed bastard. I love this guy. If he could sing this song to me, till we're 70, but long as you're not driving, I'm okay with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump right into it. I'm going to stop yapping my gums because I need a lozenge. I'm allergic to Trump. It is the segment that is sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, I'm talking about the Facebook question of the week. Take it away.
So the question was supposed to be kind of a fun question, you know. The question was, if you were given $1,000 to buy one item for someone outside of your immediate family, who would it be for and what would you buy them? So I'm thinking like, you know, like I was going to say like I'd buy Corey some hats that fit him.
My hat fits.
He always wears baby hats and like fun things like that. And a lot of the answers I got, I won't read them all. Some were like, I mean, they were good. They were thinking from the heart, but it was kind of like, I would buy my friend that's dying, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bring the mood down.
There ain't no way that somebody didn't make it all about themselves.
And then I started to think with some of the answers, some people might think that we were really giving away $1,000, and I'm like, We don't have $1,000. We don't got $5.
We don't even have a penny.
$2.
We don't even have 42 cents to get back into the library while you're playing.
Exactly. So anyway, I'll read some of them here. Martha, which was on Twitter, said she would buy her best friend Liz a ticket or a pair of tickets, VIP, to any sporting event she wanted, just because I knew she would appreciate it and understands the game.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey, Martha, is Liz watching the show with you? If she's not, don't buy her dick. I'm kidding.
Somebody said they would buy their, Joseph said he would buy his buddy, John, his prosthetics. He says, people are doing good. You know, they're trying to.
Oh, they're making it all sweet and cuddly and friendly. Do they not know what kind of show this is?
I guess not. Somebody said, I would buy my friend Marcos a lot of cocaine and beer under one condition. I would have to accompany him through this horrible time. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but that's a boner killer.
Yeah. Somebody said they would buy
a thousand
cheeseburgers and hand them out to the homeless.
See, they have me at 1,000 cheeseburgers. They're going to ruin it by going and giving it to the piss hand homeless?
They're just going to throw it.
They're just going to throw it, and one of them is probably going to put two of them on the side of their ears and think that they're earplugs.
Here, somebody else did with a nice one. They said, I know a great guy who was raising 5 kids all by himself because the mom claimed she couldn't handle it anymore.
Where in the are all of these nice people coming from?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
Somebody said they buy their mom a water heater. Hers went out for the 3rd or 4th time.
How about you kick your mom in the skull because she keeps buying crappy houses? How about you do that and you keep the $1,000 for yourself?
There you go. Somebody said they would put up 100-foot high metal noise-proof fence all around 3 sides of my neighbors. Oh, they must be loud, I guess.
Oh yeah, and what would make that really cool is that if you also install machine gun turrets at the top of that gate.
What would you buy? What would you buy, and who would you buy for?
What would you buy? Give me a minute to think. What would you buy for $1,000 for someone you didn't know? Is that the question?
No, somebody like not. So I guess immediate family, I meant like your mom. Or if you live with your mom and dad, not your mom or dad or brother or sister. Mm-hmm. If you live like me, I live with my family, so I'd buy somebody outside of my home.
I know what I'd do. I would buy my neighbor Linda a hammer, some nails, and some wood so she can build a bridge and get over that dead cat crap. That's what I would do with $1,000. That's exactly what I would do. I would also, Ryan's not in my immediate family. I would buy Ryan, I would order it off of Amazon. It's this thing that a lot of people are familiar with. It's called a clue. And I would buy him a clue and I would give it to him so he would have one.
That's a good one. I'm gonna go, Mr. Charity. I would buy baseball gloves, baseball equipment for kids in the little town I grew up in, because I know a lot of them probably can't afford it. Not saying I grew up in a hood, but... Yeah.
Lip, what would you do before I give Lady K's most epic, best answer on the planet?
I would probably buy myself something.
You're not...
You selfish son of a bitch.
He didn't even listen to the question. It was somebody not including
yourself. It's all about Lip! You selfish... who taught you how to be that selfish?
You.
You're welcome. And you're right. Lady K gave the most epic answer. Everybody else is feeding homeless and shaking baby syndrome and whatever hell else they said. Lady K said the number one thing.
What'd she say?
I'd invest in Fat Guy Radio Show. Insert batting eyes here. And you know what, Lady K? We take that investment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, girl, your ROI... will be all on your eye.
With a cheeseburger.
That's been your Facebook question of the week. I really loved it. I also had an America F Yeah nominee.
All right.
But I didn't pull the full story.
Oh.
Are you going to pull it up right now?
Nope, I'm not, because I'm not going to be that unprofessional, but I'll give you the glimpse of it. What this was basically a lady that was about to get raped by a guy, and she fought back and beat the dog ass out of him.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about, America. F yeah.
Was that like adrenaline, or was she like a fighter?
I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it is.
You don't have the
make
story.
Make it up. Was she a fighter, or was it adrenaline?
She was an MMA fighter.
Okay.
And she survived breast cancer.
Okay.
And what she did is that the guy came up behind her while she was walking out of a QT, a gas station here in Arizona. Even though the attack didn't happen in Arizona, there's one QT in Minnesota, Washington.
Okay.
And so she was coming out of the one QT in Minnesota, Washington, and she's a former MMA fighter, but she can no longer fight because she survived breast cancer, and the breast cancer took her left pinky, so she has a hard time fitting the gloves. So when the guy came up from behind her, she was like trying to fight him off with her pinky till she realized, oh, crap, I don't have a pinky. So she decided, I'm going to have to lift. Don't laugh because I'm going to break it. I'm going to have to use my other 9 fingers to fight this guy off, because before he sticks his meat stick in my no-no zone, because he's already hiking up my skirt, and I hear him cocking back his Nick Cannon. Get it?
See, that was much better than
moving
on. So
she picked up, I'm not done, she picked up a rock off of the ground. It wasn't a big rock. It was a medium-sized rock that was kind of close to a pebble, because it couldn't have been too big of a rock. Remember, she doesn't have a pinky. So when she picked up the rock, she managed to swing her right arm back, even though the missing pinky is on her left hand. She swung her right arm back, hit the dude right in his Nick Cannon, and then shots were fired. An elephant died. A lady gave birth. A cop car flipped over to on this left side while driving down Route 75, and she was able to escape when she ran into the church's chicken.
There you go.
That's exactly how it happened.
America.
Wow.
I mean, America. America! Yeah! Orly, why do your neighbors think you're crazy in these last few minutes of the show?
My neighbors think I'm crazy because I run every day, as you know.
Yes, you do. You
For
do
fun,
run.
I like to run.
Okay.
Which most people don't.
Probably. I don't know what that means.
What's this
running
when you get
thing?
Up off your ass and you move your legs.
Oh! They move fast?
Yeah, fast.
Corey can't do that because he has extra luggage, you know?
Yes. And what is that extra luggage called? Lip. You want to finish the joke? Nope, I didn't think so. Boom!
No, so anyways, so I turn on the baby monitor in the morning, just in case anybody needs. I mean, there's people there, you know, my kids are there and everything, but I turn on, they're sleeping, but I turn on just in case they need to call for anything or, you know, my wife's there too, though.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but hold on just a minute. We actually have audio of Orly running in the morning. Here it is right here, Lip. We have never used that button.
And now we have.
Never. And now we have. There goes Orly.
Now you can delete it. You were trying to delete stuff earlier.
I was trying to clear out.
No, so I had the baby monitor on.
Okay.
They're sleeping or whatever, and I forgot to turn it off.
Where was the baby monitor?
In the garage and then in the hallway between both my kids' rooms. Just in case my son got up, he would pick it up probably, try to play with us, I would hear it,
But if your son got up, you would have known he was walking around, because isn't he still potty training with the little plastic drawers on and you hear the...
No, not anymore. He graduated.
He graduated?
He graduated. He doesn't wear those anymore.
I'm a big kid now.
So I left it on. I left it on in the garage.
That's a pull-up commercial, Lip. Get some culture.
Well, I remember,
have some kids.
Have a kid. That's what you should do. Have a kid.
It's in the works.
Get married.
It's in the works.
I just blew up his spot.
No, so the baby monitor, I left it on. Mm-hmm. I forgot to turn it off. And then, so anything I'm saying in the house is going out into the garage now. And I have it pretty loud. So, So I forgot that was on until the next day. And then I started to think at some of the things I say throughout the day.
So you were inside the house talking to your kids like normal parents do. Get your little ass back in here!
Exactly.
You know, that's you. And that's actually going through the garage door.
Into the baby monitor.
Into the baby monitor.
Which is in the garage.
Which the garage is a natural amplifier.
Yes. Exactly.
And your neighbors that also weigh 104 pounds are running by your front garage, hearing you, get your little ass back in here!
Exactly. And I was thinking of some of the stuff I say. So my son, for instance, was like,
you stupid son. No, I'm kidding.
No, I didn't say anything bad, it was just stuff that was coming out. Like,
that's how my dad talks to me.
If you were wondering why I would be saying some of the stuff from the garage. So basically, if somebody's passing by, they think I'm in the garage.
So if you were saying, like, to your little girl, you're like, come on, little Annabelle. That's not her name, but I'm giving her that name. Come on, little Annabelle, eat your Cheerios. It's really good. People probably walking by your garage are thinking, why the hell is he feeding his kid Cheerios in the garage?
Exactly. my son. I was like,
I don't know, but that's normal in my family. Yeah. I ate so many times in the garage.
Like at night, my son makes excuses because he doesn't want to go to bed sometimes. And I'm like, what's wrong? Are you hot?
No.
You want me to bring you an extra fan? And I'm thinking people are probably passing by like, does this guy have his kids sleeping in the garage?
His kids? Why does his kids need a fan? Why can't they go inside the house?
And he's like, Dad, I'm hungry. And I'm like, hold on, sit there and I'll bring you something in a minute.
He doesn't love them.
So it's like, they're probably like, is this guy feeding his kid from the garage? Does he have hostage? Is it like,
why don't you turn the baby monitor off?
I didn't realize it was on.
Oh, so you are Ryan Scotting your parenting abilities when it comes to baby monitoring.
I Ryan Scotted.
You Ryan Scotted. You're raising your kid. That's fine. You know what? When I grew up as a poor black kid in the projects, you know. Well, we're moving on. I just wanted to hit that. I would think you were crazy, but I'm bold enough where I would knock on your Ring.com doorbell and I would say, excuse me, sir, get your kids out of the garage. And then I'd call CPS on you, and then CPS would never show up.
Exactly.
Because they would be taking forever to get through the streets of Sun City. Oh, man, that's crazy, dude. I can understand how your neighbors would think that you were absolutely insane. Last few minutes of the show here. Lip.
Yep.
When are we going to break the news that you've been sitting on for the last 6 weeks?
What news?
Exactly.
I want to hear some news.
He's got some amazing news happening in his life right now, and he has yet to even bring it up.
That I'm having a child?
You have not even officially said that, because I think the reason why you haven't brought it up is because you know my rule. Don't do the dirty until you turn 30. And you haven't brought it up on the show because you're afraid that I'm going to unleash on you.
No.
Brought what up?
Because you honor my opinion. So you're like, I am not going to have you guys talk about this on the show, even though it's changing my life. I'm not going to have you talk about it because I don't want Corey to unleash me, because believe it or not, Orly, I have the ability to say things that will F up his world, and I don't want to do that. But then I'm also not happy about the whole thing either. And I think that's another reason why you haven't brought it up. Is any of what I said true?
No.
So why haven't you brought it up, or why haven't you come to me or Orly and said, hey, you two jagaloons, while you're sitting there yapping your yappers, I got something to say. You haven't said anything. You talk about it off mic, but you've never once brought it up on air.
Brought what up?
That I'm having a kid.
You're having a kid?
Yes.
Is that an announcement? Did he just announce he's having a kid?
I guess he just did, in the most uneventful, unexcited way.
The end of the show.
I don't give a damn. You made a baby. You skeeted to the window, to the wall. That's a big deal.
And the baby is
almost here, Lip.
Yeah.
She's 19 months pregnant. The baby is almost here. There is a 7-month-old baby inside your girlfriend's vajayjay right now, and you have said nothing about it on this show, and my feelings are hurt about it.
Really?
Yes. So when you're producing D-Tay's show on Monday.
There won't be no show on Monday.
It'll be the D-Tay show on Full Court Press Radio.
Are you gonna have a hard time? I got a question. Are you gonna have a hard time picking a name for it? Because we know that you have like 42 nephews and nieces.
Here's another thing, Orly. They already picked the name.
Yep.
Well, we didn't even know.
Planned.
The baby's 7 years old, Orly. It's seven. It's 7 years old.
Yeah. Seven already.
He did the dirty before he turns 30. He didn't bring it up on the show because he knows that's my rule. And I'm gonna rail on the fact that he just screwed his life up. He ain't ready. And that's what he didn't want me to know. Lady K, I am not going to read your congratulations tweet to Philippians, because he doesn't deserve a congratulations. He should have waited, but no, the wrong head made the wrong decision. And now the baby is 17 years old, getting ready to graduate high school. And he ain't said nothing about it on this show.
It's all right. It's out now.
Oh, it's out now because I forced it out of you, just like you forced it out of yourself into your. Would you even know the girl's name? Who the baby mama, Lip? Who the baby mama?
My girlfriend.
And if that baby comes out black, you need to have a conversation with Lil D. Lady K said congratulations. See how uncomfortable he is?
Yep.
He didn't want to bring it up on the show, and he didn't. nor is he going to bring up the other news.
Next week.
He wants his own segment next week.
No, he ain't getting his own segment next week, because then I'm sitting here looking at the text messages from Ryan crying about what I said at the top of the show. Ryan, go F yourself. I don't care. And that was real, real.
That was real, real.
That was real, real. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on another Fat God Radio show, where Corey had two heart attacks, passed out, and Lip gave birth to four brand new babies. The show is brought to you by Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Save 5% on everyday deals by signing up for the Target Red Card at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Our website design is provided by a company that won't email me back for communicating with Fat Guy Radio Show. Where is it? Where's my script? Okay. Today's show is brought to you by Target. Yeah, we do. I don't know this all by heart. Today's show is brought to you by Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Our website design is provided by a group of asses. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Orly, I told you, lots of bridges burning today. Our corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Oh, I'm sorry, FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com, or click the mail button on our website if it works. Interact with us on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of the show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or event, advertise on this show. If you want someone that's going to sell your product like it's never been sold before, email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com, a website that works for affordable and customizable rates. Spots available now. Download and share our new free app like you have been doing. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It does help. The new free app is available exclusively in the iTunes store or by visiting FatGuyRadioShow.com/app from your mobile device or tablet. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at AfterTheLevels.com. Subscribe AfterTheLevels.com/subscribe. AfterTheLevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Yes.
And co-host, Orly.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what in the hell is the show all about? Go ahead and grab Nick Cannon's cannon and reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, where Philippius will not reveal his new breaking news, on FatGuyRadioShow.com/live at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's Orly, back to remind everyone about shopping Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon icon on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's where I go to do all my online shopping. So be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or through our new show app. See ya.